Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisani, and this is the evening news. School children will no longer be required to wear masks from October 4th, but only in certain departments. The measure will apply in the departments where the incidence rate will have fallen below 50 cases per 100,000 inhabitants on October 4th. And access to public places will no longer be limited. These are the main measures announced at the end of the Health Defense Council, which was held this morning. And another subject was discussed, this time by the Council of Ministers, which concerns a plan for palliative care. This morning, Olivier Véran announced that 170 million euros will be attributed to each department's palliative care units. France currently has 164 palliative care units in hospitals, but 26 departments do not have any. The goal is to open 9 per year by 2024. Caregivers are supposedly to blame for the leak of Emmanuel Macron's sanitary pass, according to the Assurance Maladie. Yesterday, the QR code of Emmanuel Macron was found on Snapchat and Twitter. The Ordre des Médecins asked the Assurance Maladie to provide the identity of the original doctors responsible for this disclosure in order to take disciplinary action. And Alain Griset is in court. The Minister of Small and Medium-Sized Businesses is tried this afternoon for incomplete declaration of assets. According to the High Authority for the Transparency of Public Life, the minister failed to declare 171,000 euros. France will not give up its seat as a permanent member of the UN Security Council. The Élysée formally denies the claims of The Telegraph. The British daily newspaper claimed that Paris was ready to make its seat available to the European Union. The seat belongs to France and will stay that way, said the Élysée. As for soccer, a month after the incidents of the Nice-Marseille match, the supporter suspected of having hit players, including Dimitri Payet, was heard this afternoon at the Nice Criminal Court. The prosecutor demanded against him a 6-month prison sentence and a 5-year ban from stadiums. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisani for English Waves.